Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanta from Customer Support. I'm returning your call.
Okay. Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Can you tell me what you're calling me back in regards to? What did I leave you a message about?
Well, there wasn't a message that was left behind. It was just a callback number. But we do assist with over 100 different companies that do online marketing and sales.
Oh, okay. So you're calling me back about a charge that I was trying to find out about on my credit card then. Would that
possible.
Be a fair assumption?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, that could be possible.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have two charges on my credit card. It is a Citi card, and I don't know what these charges are for.
Okay, I can definitely get to the bottom of it and see exactly what is going on. Let me see here. Let me take a look. All right, and may I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
I'm sorry, I turned my phone and I lost you for just a second.
I'm sorry. You were speaking about possible charges. I was asking, may I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
67039.
And who am I speaking with?
Susan Kennedy.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kennedy. Okay. Now, I am showing Susan Kennedy in a Douglas area. If you can please verify your address for me for security purposes.
I'm a little apprehensive to give you very much information because you didn't seem to know why you were calling me.
You called first.
Because it's a third-party call, and if you don't feel comfortable with providing me with an address that I do show, I just need to verify for security purposes. You can verify the account by your email address if you feel comfortable with that.
I'll just go ahead and give you my address. No, that's okay. 2837 Southwest 210th Street, Douglas, Kansas.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So from what I'm showing, this has a connection to do with the tactical bag that was selected back on the 24th. Looks to be here that you may have did a survey online and you picked out a tactical bag by paying shipping and handling of $5.74. That was actually a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. But it did mention if you did not wish to become a member, you did have 48 to 72 hours to give us a call back to let us know. Due to that call was not made, you were then enrolled into our membership where you receive a $125 gift voucher that you can use online at our online web store with the monthly membership fee of $67.32.
Okay, I did not see anything about joining anything when I signed up for that because I always make sure that I do not do that when I get that. So I want all of those charges for that enrollment thing to be credited back to me. I want that discontinued because there was nothing that I saw online when I ordered that said I was signing up for any kind of monthly fee.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize for the misunderstanding and wordings of our terms and conditions that you acknowledge that you were 18 years of age and older. I can definitely go in and make sure the account is canceled. But I can if you assist also by applying a 35% courtesy refund towards that charge.
And how many times have you charged my card?
Okay, when this was actually enrolled in September, we only charged your card twice. For September and this most recent here, October.
And you can't give me a full refund for October?
No, ma'am, I do apologize because the email was sent out with the voucher. Now, I'll apply my employee and friend's discount.
No, ma'am. I did not receive an email. You tell me where that email was supposed to come from, and I'm checking my email right now. I did not receive a voucher for $125.
I do apologize if you feel that way, but please do not direct your anger towards me. I'm just customer support trying to assist you with the company that you paid for a tactical bag, and you've been charged. I am doing my best to assist you, and I do apologize that you are upset in regards to what's taking place. If you can hold me one brief moment, I'll be more than happy to get that information for you.
All right. Thank you.
I do thank you so much there for holding. All right, the email was sent out to the email address that is on file from what I'm showing here of SUZ as in zebra, ANK at email.com, but it is coming from support@amazingdiscountbudget.com.
And what day was that email sent?
The email was sent out approximately around September 29th when the membership fee was charged.
And what would the subject line have said? Because I have nothing from that email address that I can see in my
email. Did you check your junk or your spam? Did you check your junk or your spam folder? It would be something around the title lines of welcome. Because it was a welcoming email.
And the subject line would have said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Something around the lines of saying welcome because it's a welcome email.
Hang on just a minute. Why is it every time I click on one of these junk email folders that everything that's in it disappears?
Because it's old.
So none of those are current then. Okay. So nothing in my junk folder. And you said it should say welcome in my subject line.
It was sent 2 months ago. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so sometime after the 24th, 9/24?
9/29.
Okay, so I've got who's the company that I purchased this backpack from?
Yes, ma'am. I initiated with that with the tactical backpack. That's where these charges stem from.
Yes, but what's the name of the company?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I mentioned the support. It is called, the name of the company is Amazing Discounts.
Okay, that I didn't order a tactical backpack from Amazing Discounts. The email that I ordered that from came from nationalgunowner.org.
Okay. Well, you may have been on that link, but it directed you to our website, which was amazingdiscountbudget.com, because we show that you use the compute an actual desktop device when placing this order. We do have the IP address from where the order was placed at 9:24 at was September 24th at 10:43 a.m.
Okay. I just now found an email that says, "Welcome to Hero Bod from customer support." And it says, click this, and this is the first time I've clicked on this because I see that as junk, so I don't click on stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And it says, click this to log into your account. Recipes and workout programs updated monthly. Is that what I'm supposedly somewhere on there is I've got a certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is about meal planning and recipes.
Yes, ma'am, because it's also on the order form. It has not charged you for it, but it is called HeroBod, H-E-R-O-B as in boy, O-D. That's also was the app that came along with the technical bag. But you're still within trial on that item. There's nothing that has been charged. That's why I didn't really mention that up front.
So I'm upset about one, and you're not going to mention about something else that I might be being charged for? That seems a
because
little
I've
bit...
No, ma'am, because I've canceled your account to make sure you don't get charged for that amount. So that's why I didn't alarm you about an amount that you would not be charged for at all.
So on top of the amount that I'm being charged already, there was going to be another charge, monthly charge for something else?
If you didn't call today and cancel, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I want everything that has to do with your company canceled. And I want every bit of refund that you can give me because I feel like I got took on this deal.
I understand. I do apologize for the inconvenience. Everything was relayed in the terms and conditions. But I did tell you the most that I can do by applying my
friends. No, ma'am. They were not relayed in the terms and conditions because there was nothing that I read about terms and conditions.
Just because you didn't read the terms and conditions does not mean it's not on the website. I'm actually viewing them for you at this time. That's how I was able to find the contact email support was from the website that you placed the order with. But I did tell you as a courtesy, the most I can do is issue a 50% courtesy refund in regards to that charge that was billed.
So 50% for both months?
No, ma'am. 50% for the 50% for the most recent charge that you was billed. I'm not able to go back more than 30 days past.
Okay. Give me the 50% refund and cancel everything else and put a block on that email address. Nothing gets charged to that account ever again.
Yes, ma'am. I do have your cancellation number, or have I already provided it to you?
No, you have not. Just a moment. Let me get something to write on here. Okay.
That is C as in cancel, 26237257.
Okay, so I'm going to get roughly a $35 credit, and I'm screwed for the rest of it.
I did make sure that your account is indeed canceled out. Make sure there's no additional charges.
Boy, that's a way to get money out of people. Okay, well, thank you for your time. I can't say it's been enjoyable because I feel like your company is being very dishonest with people. Because if there's terms and conditions on that page, those terms and conditions were in such a small area that I overlooked them. And my husband does computer work, so I know to look for that kind of stuff to make sure I'm not signing up for anything that I don't want. So y'all have it hidden very well. Congratulations to y'all on that. Because
yes, ma'am.
You
thank you for calling customer. Yes, ma'am.
Have a good evening.
Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.